Attached to lust, I have no qualities. Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, you are my hope, you are my shelter. I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. I am your servant. Gopinath, how will you purify me? I do not know devotion. I am dull-headed. And absorbed in materialistic productive activities, I've fallen into this dangerous, deep, dark, material existence. Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, everything here, everything is your illusion, your energy. I have no strength. I have no pure knowledge, and my body is not independent. Gopinath, how's the choice? It's in the altar. Please give me an eternal place at your lotus feet. This sinful person is begging this, crying and crying. Please give me this. Please give me this mercy. Give me this offering of mercy. Gopinath, you can do anything. You have the power to uplift and save the wicked persons. And who is a greater sinner than me? Gopinath, you are the ultimate limit of mercy. For the sake of the jivas, the fallen souls, you come within this material world and you perform your elaborate pastime. Gopinath, I am the most sinful of all sinners. All the demons attain to your lotus feet, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'm still sitting here. You delivered the demons, but you didn't deliver me. I guess it's a very... It has the deep mood of longing to attain Krishna, but hampered by my own material desires. It's a suitable meditation for brahmacharis. We can go into the second part. But I'll do it like this because it goes over two pages. Gopina.
Maybe try the 1, 2, 3 beat, then we have a drum.
Okay, how do I do that?
Yeah, that's it.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
shaoshang shajala avita jatana aramahi shahe janamamara of lust. The materialistic desires have awakened in my heart, and it's just like a noose of karma around my neck. Gopinath, when will I wake up and cast far away this enemy of lust? Then, you just said the lust is awakening in my heart, then you will manifest in my heart. At this present time, the lust is manifesting in the heart. He's saying, when will I throw that away? Then you will manifest in the heart. Hridaye Svarupit Tumi, Gopinath, I am your person, Amita Tomarajan. Before you were saying I'm a servant of lust, but that's my wrong identity. Actually, I'm yours. Tomara Charya, Shamsara Bhajinu. But rejecting you, I have worshipped this material existence. And Kulia Apana Dhan, I've forgotten my own real treasure. Gopinath, Tumito Shakali Jano, you know everything. Apanara jane dandiya ekon shri charanai dehus thana. So punish your own person, namely myself, and give me a place at your divine feet. Gopinath, eki bicharatama. O Gopinath, Lord of the devotees, is this your judgment? Vimukha dekhiya charane jajane nakaro karuna lava. Now he's blaming Gopinath. This is very intimate. He's saying that seeing me, inimical Lord, ignoring you, you are rejecting me, your own person, and you're not giving me even a drop of your mercy. Gopinath, amito muraka ati. Oh Gopinath, I am a very great fool. Kishe bhalo hoy kabuna bhujinu tai hen omamagati. I never understood what was good for me. Therefore, I've come to this situation. Gopinath, tumito pandito bho. O Gopinath, you are the greatest knowledgeable person. Murhera mongal tumi anveshibe edashe nabhavapur. This, you find out the means to benefit this fool and make this and this servant of yours, don't consider me an outsider. So, the third verse, third section of the song. We'll sing this all 3 days. It seems like it's a bit of a struggle for all of you. But
maybe go a little slower, and that might have something.
Okay, all right. You think a little slower, it'll be easier?
Okay.
Yeah. But the only way to learn it is to sing it, right?
Yeah.
It's good. Good to learn these songs. It's wonderful meditation.
Oh,
yeah. Achha. So now we can play Ek Dao.
Now you can play Duta because you know how to play.
Yeah. Can you follow it? Can you all follow it?
Yeah.
Is it difficult for you to follow, also even singing?
Practice.
That's right, you have to start somewhere. Okay.
Go a little slower, I think that might help.
Amar upai nai Tumi kripa kari Amar loi de shamsare udhara
Amen.
始めねちあみおねかじょたんがおいろきぽらいこなぽらしょくみおいなsurrounded by wealth, wife, and children, and I'm being kamete rekeche jere. That means I'm being worn down by material desires. How does he translate that? Kamete rekeche jere.
Surround me. Jerem
surrounding. Yeah, Jerem means worn down. It's different verse. Oh, I mean verse number three. That's right. Anyway. Gopinath, Manje Padalmoha, Namane Shasham Shadaha Chaitan Vishay Rayachi Bhava. So, this crazy mind of mine doesn't accept any discipline It's always unconscious and is always absorbed in terrible, terrible sense gratification. This word ghar, see, is used again and again. It means terrible, fearful. Gopinath, harje mene chayami, I accept defeat. Aneka jatan, hoilo bifal, all my attempts have been useless, unsuccessful. Ekon bharashatumi, now you are my only hope. Gopinath kemane hoibe gati, prabala indriya vashibhuta. Kemane hoibe gati, how will I achieve my goal? Prabala indriya, powerful senses, vashibhuta man, that my mind is under the control of the powerful senses. Na chare vishay rati, I cannot give up attachment to sense gratification. Gopinath hridaye vashiya man, please sit in my heart, Gopinath. Manke shamir laha nijapane, just subduing my mind. Take me by your hand, take me by the hand, gujibe bipada ghar, and make this fearful danger just make it go, vanish. Gopinath, anata deki amore. You are seeing me, Gopinath, seeing me as unprotected, just like an orphan. Tumi Hrishike, you are the master of the senses. So please control my senses and in this way deliver me from this terrible material existence. Then he finishes the song by saying, Gopinath, Kolaila Geche Faust, the noose is around my neck. So take the sword of mercy and cut this bondage and make this Bhaktivinoda your servant. So this song, Gopinath, although Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as is well known, he was a grihastha, and he writes it as a grihastha. I'm surrounded by wife, wealth, and women, but the sentiment is very suitable for Brahmacharya, isn't it? Because usually when we think of Brahmacharya life, we think of overcoming sexual desire. Of course, there's a lot more to it than that. But that is the beginning and the basis. And Kama Rupa Ari, he says in this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out that our enemy has taken the form of material lust or sexual desire. So who is the enemy? Is it Iraq or the Muslims or the Republicans think it's the Democrats and Democrats think it's the Republicans? Who is the enemy? We are our own worst enemy. But that enemy has taken the form of material desire, especially sexual desire. And it is very difficult to overcome, especially in the modern age, especially in San Diego, where the motto of life is a three-letter word beginning with S, ending with X, and it's not six. So I'll leave you to guess what it is. It's not socks, either. So all of those of you who are got brained in and work it out. So it's, this is a very, very good song for Brahmacharis to sing. I was asked to give a Brahmachari class in ISKCON in Pune, which is one of the successful Brahmachari temples. And there's lots of good Brahmacharis there, very good Brahmachari spirit there. So I said, I'll sing this song at the beginning. And they all knew it, actually. They're all, it's one of the things they do, all the Brahmacharis sit together and they sing the songs of the Vaishnavacharis. They all know this song. It's very good for Brahmacharis to sing this regularly. So, Hare Krishna, at least we'll sing this song for the next 2 days. And we go. And hopefully we can become attracted to that, sing it more, and we go back to our respective places of service, whether that place is a temple or it's a vehicle that's also some kind of place. Just like I heard one devotee was asked, where do you live? And he said, all over the world. Because he's traveling all over the world. So wherever we may be, we can sing these songs, chant the holy name, and be protected by Krishna. So I'm looking at all of you. Come to this seminar. Thank you very much. I must admit, I don't know you all, and even those of you I do know, I'm sure you're not known to everyone else. So can we quickly go around the room and everyone can introduce themselves? You can say your name, your spiritual master, your present place of service, your present service, and when you join the movement. Remember all that? You've got a pretty good brain game. I remind you if you forget. Okay. Well, we all know Chandramouli Maharaj, I hope. So, Chandramouli Maharaj is from the spiritual world. He was initiated far longer ago than any of us can remember. And his service is delivering all the fallen souls. So I introduced him. And now, we're going around and introducing everyone. So, spiritual master is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Oh, Ami Vilas Swami is sitting there as a humble brahmachari. Sorry, Maharaj. Ami Vilas Swami. I think most of you don't know Maharaj. He lives in India most of the time. Anyway, do you want to introduce yourself? All right, well, he was initiated also long, long time ago. Disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who liked Maharaj's singing. He commented once, Basu Ghosh Prabhu told me, in ISKCON Hyderabad, where you joined, was it? Yeah. In Hyderabad. You were singing, and Prabhupada appreciated that. And Maharaj's service is typical sannyasi. He travels, preaches, and sings. Very much likes to sing for the pleasure of Krishna. Yeah, okay, very good. All right. Well, you go ahead. Start away.
Hi, Krishna. My name is Arya Siddhanta Das. I'm a disciple of His Holiness Dhanagar Goswami. I serve here in San Diego, and I do a variety of services, but mostly administration.
And you do Harinam.